What is up? This is the Yahoo NBA live show. Pete McCarthy with Matt LaMarca. Give him a follow on Twitter at Matt LaMarca. And of course, Jordan Klein producing on this Tuesday. Nice little NBA slate for you tonight. How we doing, Matt?
Yeah, doing well. Excited to be working with you for the first time. And we've got a nice six gamer here. I like six game slates. I think it's a good number. You can kind of focus on everything without, you know, having to worry about leaving something behind.
Is that's the magic number, not five, not seven, it's six. And then, you know, maybe like a 10 game slate. Those are the perfect ones.
Six is just, it's the chef's kiss for me.
Chef's kiss. There you go. Give us a like, subscribe, keep up with all of our shows, our DFS offers, giveaways, and much, much more. Once you do subscribe, hit that notification button. You get alerts when our shows go live. And be sure to check out today's free premium tools and data at Osmo, which are NBA player rankings, top golfers, and NHL player projections. Before we get into the position by position and roll all the way through, any overarching themes, any A number ones that you're looking at here? I've noticed, you know, the Wizards are really going to be interesting. Finally fully healthy after weeks and weeks and weeks. Kyle Kuzma, 22 rebounds last time out, and now maybe has some playing time taken away. I'm kind of interested how that works out. Anything that you're keeping an eye on going into today?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we've kind of been just inundated with so much value this season with all the different, you know, health and safety protocols and injuries. And you look at today's slate and there's just not that much information, you know, injury news to focus on. You've got Gary Trent Jr., Scotty Barnes are questionable. Mm-hmm. Steven Adams is questionable. The Warriors have a couple of role players questionable, but like there is not a ton of pure injury value that is available today. So it's going to make going with a stars and scrubs approach a little bit harder. We've been, you know, kind of going stars and scrubs all season, especially, you know, on nights like tonight when Nikola Jokic is available, you want to get him in your lineup so badly. But tonight it's a little bit harder than it has been for most of the year.
You know, it's not a bad thing, though. You don't have to keep track of 40 guys and the health and safety protocols and trying to figure out what the new rotation is going to be and which G League guy is going to come up and get 15 minutes on a given night. So I don't know if we're necessarily past all of that, but one night where it's not dominating the conversation in NBA DFS. So it's that. Let's roll into the point guards here. And top of the line, always Stephen Curry. Checking in there at $41. He is the top boom potential. If you use our boom bust tool over at Osmo on this night and has some positive leverage as well with that boom potential being higher than his ownership level, expected ownership level on Yahoo tonight.
Yeah. And I do think that he's getting to the point where you have to consider trying to buy low on Steph, right? He's down to $41. That's a pretty low price tag for him. It puts him just a dollar more expensive than Fred VanVleet, a dollar more expensive than Ja Morant. And we know that when Curry has his breakout performance, which is going to come eventually, he has a much higher ceiling than those other two players. So spending the extra buck to get up to Steph makes a lot of sense tonight. You know, like you said, we have him coming in at around 20% projected ownership. I think that he's a nice target at that number.
Yeah, so you get the top guy there. You have some positive leverage, perhaps, with Stephen Curry. You look down a little bit. Lonzo Ball, maybe somebody that's interested tonight at $29. The Bulls have the highest implied team point total on the night against the Detroit Pistons. You know, when you make a Lonzo tonight, am I skipping some guys that you really like and have some positive thoughts on here?
Lonzo is okay. I don't think that he's like a great value here at $29. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm going to stick in this mid range that I would rather go with somebody like, it's not really a comparable price tag, but Reggie Jackson, I think is more where I'm looking for in this sort of mid tier salary. He's at $17. He's kind of been forced to step up as like a primary scoring option for the Clippers with Paul George sidelined. He's averaged 0.9 fantasy points per minute over the past month. Not an elite matchup versus Denver, but also not a terrible matchup. It's just sort of middle of the road. As much as Lonzo and the Bulls seem like they're in a great spot, Lonzo does have to contend with being like the number four guy for Chicago.
Sure.
So I would rather take the primary scorer at the cheaper price tag. I think Jackson is my preferred target.
And I suppose you don't have to pay up much more for a guy like Chris Paul, who is second among point guards in boom percentage, boom potential tonight, and isn't all that highly owned either.
Yeah, correct. We have him grading out slightly better than Lonzo in our projections. He does, cost four extra dollars, but he's still grading out as the better pure value. So yeah, I agree. I think Chris Paul probably gets the nod for me over Lonzo if you wanted to go with one of those two guys.
An injury to watch tonight, Patrick Beverley. I know he's the one that's popping up in a lot of lineups here. Game time decision. What do you make of Beverley's lot in life going into this night?
Yeah, I think the report that I had last seen is expected to play. Mm-hmm. If he does suit up, he's interesting at $18, but he's also expected to be pretty popular at $18, right? He's expected to garner about 20% ownership at the moment. And he has been really effective for the Timberwolves before going down. He had at least 34.4 fantasy points in four straight games prior to missing the last two. So he has been able to pay off that price tag, but in the first game back from a two game absence, he might be looking at just a smidge fewer minutes than usual. That pushes me again towards Reggie Jackson at 17. I also think Monty Morris at 18 is fine. Mm-hmm. It's not the best price tag for him. You know, he's better values elsewhere across the industry, but Monty Morris sees a pretty nice usage bump here with Will Barton sidelined. So he averages close to a fantasy point per minute with Barton off the floor this year. I think he's another strong pivot.
Any other point guards you want to get into? Feeling good about it?
Yeah, just if you wanted to go down to the the pure punt play type guy, I think Cameron Payne, he's $12. He's always got the ceiling for, you know, a nice game. Or you could go with Saben Lee if you needed a pure punt play at the absolute minimum. We actually have Payne as the best value at the position in our projection. And Saben Lee and his teammate Killian Hayes are just slightly behind.
All right. So a point guard spot led by Stephen Curry. And then all the way down to some of those punt plays that Matt just mentioned. All right, let's hit the shooting guards. Bradley Beal. Again, the Wizards back to full strength, $42. Not a crazy point total here on Bradley Beal. Only estimated for about 5% ownership tonight. What do you make of what the Wizards are going to be doing? Maybe it's more of a conversation for Kuzma, but I feel like we're going to be hitting on this throughout. Montrezl Harrell is expected to play after being absent for seven games. This is a team that's been, really hampered for weeks and weeks and weeks, and now they are all of a sudden 1,000%, and with all these different players to mix into the rotation.
Yeah, I don't think Harrell necessarily affects Bradley Beal so much, right? Beal is still going to be the primary scoring option, but what has hurt Bradley Beal is them getting all of their point guards back in the lineup. You know, now instead of him having to serve as a scorer and a distributor, he's been back to focusing a little bit more on just scoring the ball recently. So, you know, instead of getting up to being a guy that's like a 10 assist upside, you know, now he's closer to six or seven. That's what he's been doing the last few games. So I don't necessarily think this is a night where I'm going to be targeting Bradley Beal. But again, it's not like I'm concerned about Harrell very much
not in this particular situation. We'll get into it more later with Kuzma and maybe Gafford a little bit as well, but looking elsewhere as far as the shooting guards go, Josh Giddey at $27. He's I don't know if he's Mr. Triple Double there in Oklahoma City like Russell Westbrook once was, but he's shown the ability to do it. Pretty impressive for a rookie. Cade Cunningham, another rookie to keep an eye on tonight. He's been really distributing the ball a lot better of late than he was early in the season. Certainly his ability to score a little bit as well. Is on the second night of a back-to-back there with the Detroit Pistons. What else is jumping out at you as you move to more of the mid-tier here?
Yeah, I think that range right there is the most interesting. You know, you mentioned Cade Cunningham, career high 29 points last night. He didn't necessarily pile up the peripherals like we've seen from him in the past, but still 49 Yahoo points in that game, played almost 38 and a half minutes. I think 28 is too low for him moving forward. you know, this matchup versus the Bulls, it's not great, but I think that that's a price tag that you just kind of have to play a little bit of him. And then same goes for D'Angelo Russell. I think if you get Patrick Beverley back, that's going to cut into his assist rate a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had two straight double doubles, two games with at least 10 dimes. He probably doesn't make it three in a row would be my guess, but Minnesota here gets, you know, this game between the Timberwolves and the Pelicans should be one of the best of the day from a fantasy perspective. It's got the highest total on the slate. So I think Russell is also, you know, kind of where I'm leaning, him and Cade in this price range.
Is this not a spot where you're looking at to punt at shooting guard?
I mean, it's tough. There's not really like a great value option. Nobody's popping as being like an elite value in our models right now. I think that this does seem like a position to spend up a little bit. If you do need to go down, you can take a look at like an Austin Rivers at $12 with no Will Barton. He's been playing, you know, a pretty solid handful of minutes recently, 31 and a half minutes in their last game. Definitely an outlier performance from him because he's just not that good on a per minute basis, but he should see at least enough volume to warrant a roster spot at $12.
And these ownership projections that we're talking about, the boom bust tool that we use to look at where the best value might be, and especially when you start comparing it to ownership, these are great things and things you can access by joining Osmo Plus. The NBA Express Weekly Pass is just $4.95. You can head on over to the Osmo Plus join page and pick up your pass. Again, only $4.95. Stop guessing, start winning. Join Osmo Plus today. Small forwards, not a big pay up here. $34. Anthony Edwards is at the top of the board on Yahoo tonight. We talked about that being expected to be a very high scoring game for the Minnesota Timberwolves against New Orleans. Josh Hart missed one game, but it was contact tracing. So he's someone that might be coming out of the health and safety protocols, but you'd expect to be 100% grab his normal allotment of minutes tonight. And, you know, both guys, same game at the top of the list here at small forward.
Yeah. I like Josh Hart quite a bit. He's somebody that I have gone to time and time again this season because he is just extremely reliable with his specifically his ability to pile up the peripheral stats, right? Like if you're a guy that relies on scoring, it just makes you a bit more volatile on a night to night basis. You're going to have nights when your shot isn't falling and you're going to disappoint. When you're a guy like Josh Hart, who can get you, you know, 10 plus rebounds, he's had some big assist games and he does a little bit of scoring. It just means there are so many fewer ways for him to bust. He has just been incredibly reliable for us all season. I do think he jumps right back into his usual role, which is around 36 minutes per night. He's been right at about a fantasy point per minute over the past month. I think Josh Hart is a very nice option at $27.
And it's only a little bit below that. Scotty Barnes at $25. You mentioned this is one of the injuries to keep an eye on tonight. Game time decision, right knee soreness. How does that affect whether or not you want to play him, even if he is a go? Because we don't know if he's necessarily going to be a full go. Thankfully, he's not like a 35-year-old with a bad knee. He's a rookie. You know, you have some Gatorade, you go, there you go.
I'm a little bit nervous about Barnes. I don't know about the upside with him, right? Mm. He's kind of been hot and cold recently. He's had some very subpar games, and he's had a couple of games with 35-plus, but at this price tag, I kind of want the upside for more than 35 or so. I think the ideal situation for fantasy would be Scotty Barnes sits, and then you can load up on a guy like OG Anunoby. I would be more interested in him at $27 if Barnes is out. That's kind of the situation that I'm personally rooting for.
And, there are some more value plays down here. Andrew Wiggins at 22. Mikal Bridges at 15, and we were asked about him in the chat as well. Andre Iguodala is just $10. You're going to find a lot of ownership in those spots, but there is some value at the small forward position tonight.
Yeah, Marcus Morris is another guy I think we should show some love here too. He's 23, so he's not necessarily a value, but another guy kind of like Reggie Jackson who has had to operate more as a primary scorer for the Clippers of late. So I think he deserves some love. But yeah, Iguodala to me stands out as one of the better sources of value on this slate. He's at the absolute minimum. The Warriors don't have Draymond Green for the second straight night. This time it's at least known, so the sports books don't have to worry about losing every single dollar to their name. But Iggy should step into, you know, 25-ish minutes with maybe the potential for a little bit more if you have no Otto Porter and no Gary Payton Jr. And Iguodala is a pretty good per minute guy, right? He's up to 1.04 fantasy points per minute over the past month. So on a slate without a lot of value, I think he's tough to pass up tonight.
How do you think he plays now that we have Klay Thompson in the mix for Golden State? There's a familiarity with Iguodala and Steph and Klay, obviously going back many years now. With Klay being back, how does that stir things up for Golden State and maybe specifically in the case of Andre Iguodala, if at all?
Yeah, I was taking a look. I mean, Klay Thompson should help this team from a 3-point percentage at a minimum, right? As much as we think of Golden State as this pace and space, you know, elite offensive team, it's really been their defense that they've been winning games with this year. Offensively, they're only 11th in terms of offensive efficiency. They're also, I want to say they're 11th in 3-point percentage as well. So, you know, adding a guy like Klay Thompson, who has shot over 40% from 3-point range every year he's been in the NBA, should help pretty drastically in that department. As for Iggy himself, it probably means, you know, he'll get some nights off. He'll get plenty of rest down the stretch. But he's a guy, as you alluded to, that knows the system and that they will count on in meaningful games. So it should only be good things, I think, for everybody involved.
Yeah. Oh, you mentioned bringing back Klay Thompson for his 3-point shot. I thought they brought him back for his dunking. How about that slam he had the other night against Cleveland? This guy coming off a big leg injury. He's been out for almost 2 years and still got the ups. Looked good. It was good to see from Klay Thompson the other night. Power forward position. Are we good at small forward? Anybody else you wanted to hit there?
I think that's a good run. Right. Yeah.
Power forward, we'll start with the guys at the top, Pascal Siakam and DeMar DeRozan, $38 a piece in this spot, a little less ownership going the way of DeRozan, both with a pretty good opportunity to pop tonight.
Yeah, and I think certainly the matchup favors DeRozan, right? He gets Detroit, who is a weaker defensive team. Siakam gets the Suns, who are one of the better defenses in the league. But Siakam just is such a minute workhorse for this team. I mean, he played 42 and a half minutes in their last game, finished with 29 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. He's up to 1.24 fantasy points per minute over the past month. And then again, you factor in, we could see no Gary Trent Jr. or Scottie Barnes. It could be another very heavy workload for Siakam. I think that this is a really nice price tag for him with how he has played recently.
All right, let's get to my guy, Kyle Kuzma. I've been alluding to the whole time. I like playing my player props. It's kind of my go-to in the NBA. And I don't know what the heck to do with Kuzma tonight. You know, Alex Baker's Osmo's projections been kind of bearish on him for a little bit during this hot streak that he's been on. But now everybody seems to be back in the mix, including Montrezl Harrell, as I mentioned earlier. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to ignore what Kyle Kuzma has done over these last 10 games. And it's not just that he's been efficient. He's getting a ton of shots, 22 rebounds. You know, they had Beal back and he's still scoring a ton. Which Kyle Kuzma shows up here? The guy for most of the season, or they keep letting him hook up 20 shots a game?
Yeah, I think he has to come crashing back to reality here within the near future. I mean, certainly the 22 rebounds in his last game is an outlier. You would think Montrezl Harrell, even if he's only back for like 20 minutes tonight, he'll cut into that rebounding workload. But, you know, Kuzma, he's proven that he can score the ball. He's been pretty efficient recently. He's got some proficiency from behind the arc. I don't think he completely goes and returns to being like a non-factor like he has been at times this year, but I certainly don't want to pay $33 for him at this point. Even though he's done a lot recently, I think I need to see it with the team at full strength before I'm willing to consider paying top dollar for him.
How about we'll jump elsewhere. Sadiq Bey, he's as boom or bust as they seem to get. You like taking those kinds of chances on someone who's capable of scoring 20 plus points, 10 rebounds, or maybe having five total in those two categories?
Yeah, I still think Sadiq might be a smidge overpriced from back when the team had so many COVID issues and he was playing, 41, 43, even 47 minutes a night. I think his price has a little bit of room to come down still. So for me, if you're paying up, just go all the way up to the top, get one of those DeRozan or Siakam. I think that it's either like a spend all the way up or go down and try and chase some value.
Well, the biggest value is Nicholas Batum. Everybody seems to be jumping on this. So David mentioned in the chat that his minutes have been ramping up of late. Batum is expected to be the most owned player on the board on Yahoo tonight. But hey, he's 10 bucks.
Yeah, and he does stand out as a pretty clear source of value. But I don't know if I want to play a 40% owned Nick Batum. It doesn't feel good to me. He's been pretty mediocre on a per minute basis this season. Yes, he did get to 30 minutes in their last game, but it's not like he delivered massive value in that game anyway. I feel like he could be a nice source of value, but like, I don't see a ton of ceiling with him. So if somebody else hits their ceiling, I think they're going to be able to outproduce Nick Batum. They're going to do it at lower ownership. He's a player that I think I'm going to be pretty underweight on moving forward.
If you want to squeeze in Nikola Jokic, we get into next, Batum might be a necessary evil, perhaps on this night. Check out, if you're not already playing on Yahoo, check out our limited time offer. Gets you one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. Now, you need to be new to Yahoo. Sign up for an account via the link below, deposit and play. And you can also claim a free $10 of site credit by clicking the link in the video description below. That'll allow you to enter any Yahoo contest, including the $75,000 NBA Tuesday Night Baller. And of course, this weekend's $500,000 NFL Wildcard Ballers. Make sure to use our DFS tools and projections at Osmo, designed specifically for Yahoo, to give yourself the best shot at winning big. Nikola, 56 bucks. Kind of hard not to have him if you could squeeze him in anyway.
Yeah, he's never somebody that I fully fade. And I try to be overweight on as every time he's on the court. I mean, the guy is just so good at basketball. The only thing that really has been able to slow him down of late has been, limited minutes, right? If he sees, less than 34-ish minutes, then maybe you have a chance of stopping him from scoring 60 fantasy points. Otherwise, it's basically reached, Cooper Kupp levels of consistency where you can just feel very good about plugging this guy into your lineup on a nightly basis. The big question that I think a lot of people on Yahoo are going to face is, do you pay the 56 for Jokic or do you spend the 30 on Jonas Valanciunas? Points per dollar wise, right? I think Valanciunas at that price tag is going to be the better play. He's roughly half the price. He's going to score more than half the fantasy points of Nikola Jokic, unless Jokic goes for like a 90 burger or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Valanciunas is just so good on a per minute basis. He has, a better individual matchup versus the Timberwolves. I think that this is a spot where I will have both of those guys. We have Jonas projected for 35% ownership, Jokic projected for 26.2. I think getting both in a lineup would be great if you could do it. But both guys like obviously deserve a ton of attention.
They are 1-2 on our boom bust tool. So they definitely have the ability. I mean, center is just a loaded position on this given night. Even a guy like DeAndre Ayton, played a decent amount his first game back, second time around now. Maybe expect him to step things up a little bit. And you have some, actually, it's negative leverage on DeAndre Ayton tonight at down 5%. If we move our way down a little bit, some value down there.
Yeah, this is a position where there is not a ton of value at the moment. You can look at Kevon Looney at 12 bucks. He actually played really well without Draymond in their last game, 29 and a half minutes, 44 fantasy points. Don't expect a repeat, but he should be able to pay off his price tag. You could also look at Jamichael Green, who's $10 at the absolute minimum. He has been starting for the Nuggets. He hit 22 minutes and change 2 games ago, only dropped down to like 17 and change in their last game. But I still think there's some upside with him at the minimum. He's somebody who's averaged 0.94 fantasy points per minute this season. So when he does see, you know, more minutes than expected, he has the potential to do some things.
And of course, if you're playing player props, looking to bet these games in and of themselves, make sure you're utilizing Odds Shopper, give you the latest odds, the different lines of different books, and can even help you when you're building your DFS lineups as well, give you a little bit of an idea of what the books might be expecting from certain players, from certain games. We're always talking about where's the highest line and trying to, you know, look at some of those as well as games that you want to target. Of course, give us a like, subscribe, keep up with all of our shows, our DFS offers, our giveaways, and much, much more as we get ready for another big night of NBA action to come. Still to come, plenty of NBA talk. We got the deeper dive coming up at 5 Eastern, live before lock at 6. And coming up next, the No House Advantage NBA Strategy Show with Eitan and Taryn. This has been the Yahoo NBA Live Show. Matt LaMarca, pleasure. I'm Pete McCarthy. Take care, guys.